So that is one of the most senior members of the Catholic Church. I did that interview with Cardinal Wilfrid Napier on Friday. There was such reaction around the world to what he said that he came back with me on Saturday night for another interview, which you can hear very shortly on The Nolan Show this morning. Your reaction today, 08459 555 678. Within that interview, Cardinal Napier said of those who have been abused, who go on to abuse themselves, he said, "Don't tell me those people are criminally responsible like someone who chooses to abuse." Margaret's in West Belfast. Morning, Margaret. First call of the day. Morning.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, in all due respect to the Cardinal, I understand where he's coming from, just like you, but you weren't putting words into the Cardinal's mouth. You were just trying to put something up straight and what was going on in the past. And there's a lot of people that's been severely damaged, and they'll never ever get over this, what these people have done to them. The Cardinal's trying to keep the church safe and that, and still sweep things under the carpet and won't admit to what the clergymen have been doing in this past lot of years. And that's why they've been sort of naming them and shaming them. And you see it on the news and everything else.
What's your reaction to what the Cardinal has said, Margaret?
I still think he won't admit to what the clergymen have been doing and are still trying to cover the church, Stephen. And what I've heard you saying this morning, you were not putting more in his mouth. You were more or less stating the fact to him that he wouldn't admit.
Margaret, thank you. George next. Morning, George.
Good morning, Stephen.
The Cardinal, by the way, and you'll hear this unfold, the Cardinal has last night clarified and said that any allegations of sexual abuse the church will pass on after investigation to the civil authorities. Go ahead, George.
Yes, Stephen, I listened to your thing there as I listen most mornings, and what you said, you really tied that man in knots. You're a very good interviewer, and I would like to thank you for that. But, I mean, Stephen, every priest that's not married is a frustrated man. My mother used to tell me she wouldn't trust the priest because every priest was a frustrated man. I mean, it's only natural for a man...
Well, not every priest. Hold on a moment. Not every priest is a frustrated man. And let's not have broad brush statements this morning.
Well, probably there is some that don't want to be maybe that way. But, I mean, the way God made us... That's the way it is, a man and a woman. And, I mean, everybody has that is manly thing in them has feelings towards a woman. And, I mean, I don't know, in the Bible times, whenever people, they used to make them into eunuchs. And unless you're going to make
right,
every man a eunuch.
Okay, George, thank you.